Let me tell you, before we get involved too far with that, laws, I think we should just have hay going. I think there's a little bit of danger in having the other part go down. Hay two down, and hay could say, President, don't you be particularly interested in our national defense problems? And we want you to know that we think your views and expressions are extremely helpful in keeping the Senate doves, you know, the government doves from becoming a voice in the country. Hopes that if you can see your way clear, you would appreciate anything at any time, would you continue to speak up against the $30 billion defense cut? In other words, make a very hard point on that. Second, I think that McGregor, whoever makes the statement here, should particularly praise him for his, that he is a patriot and his strong stand on national defense matters and on the United States having an honor when the war in Vietnam and getting our POWs back is in stark contrast to that of some of some of the doves, you know, some of those who are hamstringing the president, sabotaging the president's effort. He's put his country above his party. Put that country above his party. And then on the busing thing, I would just click off of the news summary, whatever it was, there was some busing about that. It said that this is on a subject that they said that I'm not really. But I know the president's strong views, and that you'd be interested in knowing that. And if you have it, the president without saying, it says that he has very strong views on this, and the platform is only the beginning. So that's what we're going to be doing.
Well, that's his question.
Does that sound to you like a good drill?
I think that's much better.
Who might be
us rushing around with him and busing.
That's right. We can just point out what was in the news summary. But would you be rather interested in that? Looks to be like the platform committee has very good decision. See? But urge his support, ask for his support, ask him for something. That's what we want.
Right.
On national defense. Good posture at the moment, I think. I'm sure. Not to go to the general. It's good that the word got out and we ordered everybody to shut up. If anybody does pop up, they're going to make a violation of order.
There was a wire thread that said it was picked out. Republican camp or something, and that absolutely wrong on it, but
thank you.
Clark McGregor made the point today in the press conference that you had been aware of this.
No, that he clarified.
Said he hasn't been aware of it beforehand.
And why?
Well,
he's a goddamn liar.
No.
Clark McGregor, chairman of the court, this didn't shock me when he did.
Your point says that he has on the film. In fact, McGregor said that the president was aware of this beforehand, and that he had a mandate from the president not to say anything about it.
What is being stated on the wire is not where he called Clark. It's not he shouldn't have done this. He shouldn't do it again. My opinion, but he said that he, McGregor, became aware of stories about the Democratic Vice President Kennedy. So, about 4 years ago, during the senatorial campaign, I was there, and he replied, he said, well, the reason he said it is, but he's not supposed to say it. And it's told,
to say nothing. We all, look, I had a letter from Sam Krupnik, sure, a week or two ago about it. I'm saying that.
Well, I called Clark and said, Jesus Christ, Clark, no. People don't say anything. I think that money I paid no debt. And he said, well, the reason I did was that I thought it was a good point to let it be known that everybody knew about this, but it wasn't going to raise
it. Well, the only problem with that, you see, is then the implication of the pain that we sent my newspaper to them.
Yeah.
See, that's the problem there. Well, let me call Clark and make sure that this is exactly what he says.
Have you seen Keith Singh Wire?
Yes. Solar Wire. I've also.
Yeah, he also knows what they have on tape. God damn it, that's a very stupid thing, Bob, that's why I didn't want him to say anything. He didn't know. And that's what they're going to fall into. The moment he says that we knew about it, Clark didn't think of it. He didn't think of it. That is, why do we want to make any points about the fact that he would be a good guy about it?
And he agreed completely with it yesterday.
There may be some distortion.
Did he say that he knew about it and told me? Is that it? He didn't tell me a goddamn thing. I didn't know anything about it.
Not according to whatever.
Let me go first,
you did not know about it. Absolutely not, I didn't.
And you knew about it when the wires was handed to you yesterday?
At 5 o'clock.
And that's the time,
first time I knew about it.
You said, well, I want ordered.
The moment it ended, I called up the staff and I said, get the word to them. That to the various people, and to the vice presidents, I put them all. Let them know.
We've always had applies, of course, here that we never have any comment on a personal matter,
and all were called. Thing is, Ron, if Clark says that Clark knows he didn't talk to me, he knows he didn't.
That's right.
So I knew nothing. I think he talked to Haldeman. There was something to the effect that he was a manic depressive. But there was nothing. Nobody told me before that yesterday that he'd ever been in a hospital. Nobody. I'd never heard of him in a hospital. So I didn't know a goddamn thing.
Absolutely.
You can say with absolute certainty, Mr. McGregor, in fact, I didn't discuss it with him after the event either, or before. I have never discussed Edelman with McGregor ever. Not word one. So that's,
now,
I want you to know that you could be confident in saying this.
Now, McGregor did say this.
Yeah.
If he did, I don't think we should back off of it.
He said the president knew about it?
Well, he said the president knew and the president didn't, you have to say.
No, I didn't say, I see. The question
wait,
come up.
No, tell me how you can just clarify instead of back. Well, go ahead, tell me how you can come up. Well, because your judgment is good.
In other words, if McGregor said that you knew about it beforehand and issued a mandate that it should not be used in the campaign.
Oh, shit. Now, that is totally untrue, and you got to back off that.
Say, Clark misunderstood.
He misunderstood.
That the president did not know anything about it. When the president learned about it,
yeah. That's when I issued the mandate.
He issued instructions to all the staff that, as he has always done in any campaign, there is to be no
comment on
a personal matter.
On a personal matter. But absolutely, I did not know, and it's the God's truth, and Clark knows it. And no mandate was issued in advance. Did you tell Clark not to use this?
No, sir. Right.
Okay. Then you see, Clark is, he's made something up, then. Making something up.
In fairness to Clark here, I may have distorted first
by
your point.
I'll check
that out.
Right. That's not what Clark said. Yeah. Okay. Just so it's the water stuff. Good luck. You never know what to do with the first. that thing about anything. But I've got to make those decisions. And they don't, the moment you get leaked out, that's what, you know, we don't take a long time to get client off of that thing. Now, I'm pretty much off. Pinch two.
The Greek wire is even better than I described it. Presidential candidate George McGovern's announcement that the full oil military increase of what jeopardized the sale of American fat jet pipelines to diplomatic sources reporting that. And then he goes on to say that they decided not to delay the purchase of 139 delivery was scheduled to begin sometime next year. Production map. Source said McGovern's handy Greek regime costs make it difficult for Greece to receive the currency. So this message that would be very popular and deserved.
It's made hot.
Oh, right.
The St. Louis Post Dispatch will never make it hot. They get the low Democrat.
Low Democrat. Well, and of course, that union, the head of the plant, the union leader of the plant, as you saw in this, came out against the same good to me to support the government. You have this stand on the long way. That role was being very nicely done. Interesting point.
He deserves it.
Oh.
For other reasons than this, but basically, we don't have any other reasons.
Why did he come up with the Greek aid thing? That's one totally escapes me.
You go through.
Because against the dictator.
No. Well, yes, but it's basically this. If Emory weren't here, he'd be here. For this reason, it's the movement. If you go to Harvard, you won't find 1% against Greek aid.
I understand why he's against
Greek. And so it's the movement. You've got to be against aid to Greece. You've got to be against aid to Shah and Iran. You've got to be against aid to Chiang Kai-shek.
I understand that, but why did he say it? Why in the beginning of the campaign, for no reason at all, did he log that one out?
Why does he run with it to the grocery store? Why do you come from?
He did.
Well, and he said he didn't do it.
I don't think he did.
Well, but I'm not sure he did this.
You know, you can't go without buying.
This was after you came out. This is all the stuff that's not going to do. I can go over my objection.
Did they take it for dinner or did they take it down there for
not in the afternoon, it's just an afternoon cruise. they have lemonade, and they probably have a band on there or something.
Great.
That's like we do with the poor kids.